Hello everyone and welcome to the Photographer's Guide. My name is Lance Sensei. Today I wanted to do a second round of systems to help make good decisions in business. In the previous episode on how to make decisions, I talked about the hell yeah, heck no, forgive the language, principle, the system. And that was taken from a podcast episode from Tim Ferriss that I heard, and it has proved to be extremely useful to me in my business as a photographer. I get offers, not all the time, but on a fairly regular basis, to come do photos for different clients. And if they don't line up with the values that I have or the scheduling, because I'm not a professional photographer yet, that's the dream, to become, at least make photography a side hustle. So I get a lot of different offers to come do different shoots. And if it doesn't line up with the values, if it's a company that I don't agree with, if it's a client that I don't get along with and I know that it'll be too much trouble to work with them and too much stress, if it's for a subject that I'm not a fan of or I know will make my family uncomfortable, for example, gravure portraits or boudoir photos, as much as I would like to take those and get that experience, I know that it's something that my family would not approve of, and so I won't take those. And so those decisions have to be made. And sometimes it's very difficult to make those decisions. So sometimes I use the heck yeah, the hell yeah, heck no way of making a decision. However, sometimes it's a little bit more difficult than that. It's a bunch of small decisions. What lens should I take, or how should I get there, or what should I do, or other smaller decisions. Even big decisions can be difficult to make with the hell yeah, heck no principle or system. So another system I use is the 1-10 principle. Again, this is something that I found from another podcast that I found extremely valuable. I believe this was taken from the Chase Jarvis podcast or Creative Life podcast. And then I believe the principle was also in the Creative Calling book by Chase Jarvis. I could be wrong, and this could be from another Tim Ferriss podcast or another podcast, maybe Mel Robbins. Well, I'm not sure. However, no matter where it came from, this is an extremely valuable tool. So what it is you have a rating system, 1-10. 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest. So think of 1 as the heck no, 10 being the hell yeah. The catch is you have rating systems of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but no 7, then 8, 9, 10. The reason is because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, that's kind of so-so, maybe, it's good, you know, that kind of feeling. But anything above a 7 is really high up in the scale. And so by taking out 7, you take out that middle, I don't know what to do, so-so kind of attitude. And so when you have to make a decision, use the scale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or 7, 8, 9. Anything underneath, I would say anything underneath an 8, if it's a larger decision, don't do it. If it's 8, 9, 10, do your decision. So I hope this system of making decisions was useful. If it has been, and you know someone who might benefit from this, please send it off to them. I'm here to help. And if you guys like this, please give it a thumbs up. And you have any questions or comments, you can reach me on my social media or website. Thank you very much and have a great day.